Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 18th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gif Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration, which began in earnest today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 elections.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has started the biometric voters registration program in 63 districts around the country. The PVR is expected to create a new electronic voters roll in preparation for next year's harmonized election.
President Robert Mugabe has already issued a proclamation under Section 36A requiring all people, even those who are already registered as voters, to register on the new voters' roll. This new roll will entirely replace the existing roll, which will no longer be used and will cease to be valid. The BVR is expected to go a gear up next month when the remaining 2,600 BVR kits are expected to arrive from China. ZEC has taken delivery of only 400 kits so far. But the opposition MDC is already challenging the registration exercise, saying ZEC is ill-prepared to conduct this exercise.
What are your views on this issue? If you want to join us right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kulaba wasan uskuma, zulugandaba, lambda stoka, ngakono kutaban zirkalizile, upalisa, kulukutwa I voters roll. Sizulege, utukubula wakuna ngale kwenza gele, lamtanje, kwenza gala, ngefike peleo, arali lapo kusungulo kona, uhlelo lolu. So, ke, kwanda kuna ngale lako zizokutwa, lukalizile uhlelo lolu, kutu abantu bebeviso la mkaya, kutu abezeti nga loko kutuwa I proof of residence. So, astoke ni sisi kutisi ya ngapingote malolu, ukuze sibwe kwa zukuti nga uvoti, usia yubaliza wenzani. Kujalo kefoi.
Onguka Gibbs nasi, tulauti tinge tichi tarisa nezwe chirongwa, cheku nyore sava voti, cha tanga nasi. Asi, bato rinopi kisare MDC, riuta arisu kufara, nema itirugo, arikuitwa chirongwa ichochi, saka tichanzu kwa kubaku ne mnyore mkuru, we batu irori va Douglas Monzora kuti zviriku famba wani wani asi vanhu vatanga kunyoresa kune dzimwe nzvimbo mishina yacho kana kuti maofisi acho ezek anenge anonoka kuvhura vamwe vavhura kuma 10 vamwe kuma 9 asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo muharare vari kunzwa vakurumidza vamwe vanga vachinzi vari kudzorerwa kumba nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is MDCT Secretary General, Mr. Douglas Monzora. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora, for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away. Of course, Mr. Monzora was in court today.
So what happened in court, Mr. Monzora? We are told that you are actually pursuing this matter in court concerning the voters' registration.
Yes, the matter was postponed to Thursday to enable President Mugabe's lawyers to prepare. In fact, when the message was served at the president's offices, the receptionist refused to give their names. So the lawyer says she was unable to locate the papers. We are very, very patient. We have been through our advocate, our counsel advocate, Martin Enger, that the matter could be postponed to Thursday because we are determined to see justice in this matter. We don't want to take anybody by surprise. We want the justice to be done, and therefore we will call to allow the president to have time to consider this matter. The matter was postponed to Thursday, but we are saying to the people of Zimbabwe that although we are fighting this case in court, people must still go and raise that, even as of now. People must not wait for the outcome of the court case. People must not wait for the fights that are in court and outside court. People must go and register in those places where registration is taking place. We are going to court for five reasons. The first one is that there are no biometric voter registration kits. What happened is that only 400 out of 3,200 kids have...
I think maybe...
Hello, Mr. Monzora? I will try to call him back. But of course, he was talking about why they are challenging Zek and the president in court. I think we have our second guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mlalazi, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Now, Mr. Mlalazi, what is your take on this, what is happening now that, of course, Zek has started this program, although some opposition parties are arguing that it is ill-prepared because it does not have all the required kits to embark on a nationwide voter registration exercise?
Yeah, if you remember, this is not a new issue about Zek. We have always maintained, even before 2013, that Zek is pathetic. Zek and ZANU-PF cannot run an election. They are always not prepared. But to a larger extent, we are then tempted to think that this is deliberate. For them, you know, a whole a 90-something-year-old president announcing that you will have voter registration when they know very well that they've got around 400 kits that are inadequate for the people of Zimbabwe, and they announce that they want to register more than 7 million voters. So this is totally criminal, and it cannot be accepted. Unfortunately, we as the opposition, I think we are complacent. We telling our supporters to go and register. I think a big action must be taken against Zek. We have been patient for a long time. So this is criminal of Zek, and this is deliberate, because how do you explain that, for instance, in Gweru, my grandmother, who is in Lower Gwelo, must travel 34 kilometers to go and register? It is unacceptable. Therefore, we as the People's Democratic Party view this as a criminal, if not a highly treasonous. So Zek and ZANU-PF are deliberately playing their games again.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think Mr. Monzora is back. Mr. Monzora?
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but I do agree with the last speaker that the acts by Zek show that it is not acting in good faith. There is an important machine where the data must be stored called the server. And we agreed as political parties and Zek that these servers will be procured via a tender system. Up to now, we have no knowledge of those servers being procured. They have not been procured. So where is the information that is being taken being stored? Is it being stored in KG6? Is it being stored at CIO headquarters or what? The thing is that we needed to agree with Zek on the more than 10,000 voter registration centers Right now, published 63 out of more than 10,000. That's where the criminality that the gentleman was talking about comes from. This is cheating the people of Zimbabwe. It said that we all know that there is a program where people are being given documents, and this program affects certain communities more than others. We all know the problem of documentation in Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North, and the lower Gweru areas because of the history, because of the Gukurahundi. So the people are still not yet getting the ID cards, have not procured the identity cards, and voter registration kicks off. So this is unfair. What we are saying is that the rules of the game must allow for fairness, must allow for transparency. And we have seen the documents from ZEC where they are obviously lying that they have procured a server via a transparent system. They have not done such a thing because I sit in a committee called the High Level Platform, which is a committee of political parties and ZEC. And ZEC has been telling us and promising us these things. We agreed with ZEC that voter registration must start in October when everything is in place.
But the last time I talked to Justice Makarau, the ZEC chairperson, she was saying that the servers they have, but they are being assisted by the United Nations to merely upgrade them.
Well, what is important is that the server must be procured in a certain way. Mm-hmm. It must be secured, bought in a certain way. And we agreed that the server will be bought through a tender system by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. This, to our knowledge, has not happened. She talks of a server that she has. Where did she get it from? And we want to see where are the tender documents, where is the advertisement for those servers. Zimbabweans who are able to supply or other business people who are able to supply those tenders, those things are waiting for the tender. Why was it procured, if it was procured, in such a clandestine manner? Political parties must have been told and must have been allowed to inspect the server. Make sure that the server is not preloaded with information. That was not done, and it is criminal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Just one line before anything else, Mr. Monzora. Do you trust the courts? You know, you still remember that you have got several court cases that you actually sent to the courts following elections. I think it was 2008 and maybe 2013 again. But do you trust the courts right now that they are going to make some kind of good ruling in your favor?
Whether we trust the courts or not, we shall keep on knocking at their doors. They are going to have to dispense justice. The fact that the courts have been unjust in the past, they've been unfair in the past, is no good excuse why we not keep on testing them. So we are not only doing the courts. We are going to the courts. We will go into the streets. We have, in some times, pursued dialogue with ZEC. But we see that we are dealing with an organization that is an extension of the executive. Although Justice Makarau always wants to say that they are independent, they are not independent. They are controlled by the executive. And what they've just done shows that Justice Makarau knows that ZEC is not ready. Everybody who has sat in that committee knows that ZEC is not yet ready. And she has now gone along with the proclamation by the president because it's coming from ZANU-PF, and that's unfair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manzola. Sisitatike ubaba unkomo osekungwane baba nkomo kunjani
ngiyaphela
hayi mbijana phosa yakho baba khona basizwe.
Sesiregista vutha uyazi uma siregista ngikhumbula ngo-1980 abantu abaningi abaregistanga ngo-1980 abantu abaningi abavotanga ngo-1980 abantu abaningi babengalama-ID ngo-1980 ama-opposition kufuze ekunanzelele khona lokhu and it is telling last of opposition, no matter when they go college, never yaga bangenanga. Still, lapo yaba go free. They kona e opposition. Ama opposition party enga feel it. No matter our go opposition, they support and they pay. When they go to scope is an 1980 ibi ngeko ndokhuluma la ke emvela khona ibi ngeke esigabeni sakhe ngo 1980 sibota sibone ngo 83 zobulala abantu ngokuground bese ngicela abantu bakithi especially esigabeni zakithi asisebenzi singabayanga kasilalutho abantwana bayahlupheka abaningi sebeluphele ngotshwala emakhaya emareserva umsebenzi abantu sebelama 40 abalama 40 namhlanje ke besebenze if bengazange bahlakanipha uma ule 40 years ungaza kusebenze andimbuso kwezano okwakho bhabhayile ndokufa sokuphelile ngicela bebe ama-opportunity ebe careful nanzi ethathe iinumber zabantu abangaphiwa ngama-ID izanu labangarejistanga ababise bebe-rejecta for no reason abantu bengabeZimbabwe becompile inumber leyo kwenzela ukuthi mathi isiridile lento esiyiphethe on paper ukuthi sile number engaka erejectwe ngamasibomo ngoba bazofaka lapho abakwazi khona ukuthi izanu iyarobha abantu ifake ukudla ifake ukuyigqoko abula bakugqokayo bese bevota bevotele isigqoko bekhohlwa ukuthi isigqoko lesanasomali angake belalekiso into ezaba zilamapikitha njeabantu abangasinedinga lutho ababulala abantu ezigabeni zakithi yikho futhi abantu bakithi ngiba-advise ngakho abasebenzi bayahlupheka lalibona abathi basimele from 1980 I'm very sorry bantu bemathebelele ndimidleni nimele into ezingekhoyo phambi kwenu yisikhathi sokuthi lihloniphile abana abantu ababula izanu ngo-1983 ngegugrondo sifakele i-curfew sibizwa ama-distance ukuthi wayesingasapoti izanu ukuthi sivote out umonzoro umtshele lapho yena le nto engitshoyo nemake sure ukuthi abantu abangavotanga babhalwa phansi abanganikezwa ngama-ID ipeshela abantu ababulawa naigugrawundo ngo-1983 ezanu 50 brigade omunye wayisurvivayo nge-inchi ngiyayazi la ngamanye makonke ngiyakwazi abantu bakithi asilalida umuntu okuzanu vela ngimbala ukuthi kumele isigaba sakithi baba lama abanye siyababona bagqila udabengwa lapho udabenga u-right ngoba watrayina
ngiyo
elikakuphumphuthwa lesipofu iyakwazi ukuthi kudabenga ngokwalo ngiyabona abanye bambhlema abasithengisayo njengento ezingekhoyo
enkomoground
udabenga ebotshiwe so ba-advise ukuthi bengafelithi lapho kulama-opposition khona and becompile amanumber abantu abangarejistanga abangalama-ID
masiyakhonzezezizwile baba Nkomo, siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo, siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu lo ngubaba Nkomo. So you were saying that the opposition should actually take the take down notes. Whenever somebody walks into a registration center, if that person is turned away, take down the notes and say because of this and that. And those that have no IDs, he says this will help when it comes to the election proper. Yes.
Mr. Mlalazi, you seem not to be a fan of this court case. What should be done? What should the opposition do? You are a member of the PDP yourself. What is the way forward?
Okay. Probably where I should start is to advise those of our friends like Monzora that Rita Makarau, Joyce Kazembe, and other commissioners are criminals and they must go.
Mr. Mlalazi, we wouldn't want to call people names. I think we might agree to disagree, but if they are not here to defend themselves, I think let's just stick to facts and not attack anybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah, probably the reason why we are saying so is that people's lives have been stolen. People's elections have been stolen. Hence, we are taking such a stand. But however, I was still trying to say we need to advise those that have sat with those people and agreed on certain processes that you cannot sit with those individuals and agree on anything because they are not a straight people that will give you a proper a process in terms of election. Therefore, what we need to do, we have come to a point where we need to confront ZEC head on. There are no two ways about it. It's either we confront them or they are removed, then we can have a credible election in Zimbabwe, an election that will not be contested, an election where losers will accept. And in this case, losers such as ZANU-PF will be beaten hands down and accept. But that will not happen as long as we have those individuals that we call commissioners that are at ZEC, that we know clearly that are ZANU-PF members. As long as we have staff members that are there at ZEC, whom we know that they are coming from the president's office. So those are the things that we need to set out before we even talk about the election dates. We need to clean ZEC, and it must be an institution that is independent and credible.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Monzora, what will be your response to that?
Well, I agree with him. I agree with him that...
Unfortunately, we got cut off. Sitinemwe muterere ari kubindura. So we'll try to connect with Mr. Monzora again. Tina Vamakuni. Vamakuni Magadi.
Tirinani Magadi is any cook.
Aiwa Tirinani. Mugatu Zoro Zanga Zifamba Se Bindura Maya Yedza Ereku Enda Kuno Nyoresa.
In Indugo Funda Kaviri Ndi Chayenda. But as long as it is in a battle, no Zizek. And it's Tunga Miri Rasar Dominika Ine. My results are so they are obvious. Because Zek he has been on the forefront of my elections. He is. Each of you read my elections. Zek Mwano is ZANU-PF. It's known that Mwano is ZANU-PF. Chaka, Mnobotin, Chichi Mochin, Jai Papa. Kuregister, Tino Register. Mruana, yes, Ms. Gribbit, who announced my interface, rather, I have an agenda you. But in Papa Parkus, the Kano, Wafana, and Rovan is too busy plastic. Kaka ita contradiction na RG, Registrar General Ajidi, Zitupa ZSMB, Azizo Indrana, BVR, and so on. Mushuoku vote, Charles wants to vote, ZSMB, Azizo vote, Mayuta, Amez, Plastic, Doa, Zita Zon, Mishina Atina, Yaramba, Zambira, Zitupa ZSMB. Chipane Zitot, Zakanyanya Guandisa, you can never trust. Mwana wenyoka inyoka. Akakuruma mwana wenyoka unotongofa. Hazina baza utuwaruma ne King Cobra. But mwana we King Cobra. Mwana we King Cobra. I have never failed to trust. Yes, yes, because Rita Makarau is actually a relative ya president wenyika ine. And you trust him niye kutaita head my elections. Mugo tarita kutipata zo Buddha free and pay elections. It's almost nothing. I cannot know Buddha.
I want nothing as Kuruwa Makuni in a group in Amchurong Wajedu. Okay. Manzwa from Makuni is actually saying that he does not trust that ZEC will run a credible election. And then he also claims that Makarau is related to President Muga. I don't know about that. I don't know. Gibbs.
Yeah, so, Swan again, Slom Nonzanulunga. Slow babulunga lapha babalunga kunjani
baba kunjani
hayi mpili kakhulu unjani kona bukhona
hayi ngapha ku right bana makhaza kuyabanga nje
yeah akutsho babalunga nanku ke ubhalisa ukuvota abanye bayaxotshwa abanye sebesiyama emakhoti kwemthethwa ndaba besithi koloko kwenziwa izegungane akuqondanga wena ume ngapi la
yeah akutsho ukuthi lapha inkinga khona ikulana kuma proof of residence uthole ukuthi mabe abantu abaze nama-proof of residency ukuyabhalisa ukuvota abantu abafana nabantu abahleli emakhaya le emaguswini nje yekudeni nje ukungana la ungathola khona ukuthi ubhalelwa ngumuntu incwadi ngibe ngomshina njani baze wathatha la ama-proof of residency and ma uyibhekisisa nje indaba yakhona ukuze uthole isithupha kufanele kube nobufakazi bokuthi ungowangazi ube nabantu abakufakazelayo ukuthi ngumuntu owendaweni ethile siyamazi mhlawumbe sebhuke sendaweni ethile leyo nto ngiyakhola ukuthi uma kuyiwa ngathi kuma kuyokuyorejista laphana igama lakho liyaphuma lapha kumakhompyutha ukuthi vele ungumuntu owendaweni ethile so basilwa yini ukuthi bethathele khona lapho nje kuloko abakuthola kukhompyutha dano kutibeti wana umuntu faneke ebele proof of residence ya lawa sala konti maafi nga tinge isbinga nese mkuti utegeze umbo uone something kutola gale nje imini ngoni ya kunama maafi nga prince mkuti utegeze kwa bula wayo ungu wase makaya agu angbono kutitaba zimbu kutipanga kubopi mangabu faneke kubopi bazo kubamba kuphela belandela imininingwane yakho oyibhalisa kulo muntu istati bese lapho waqala khona nje ukuthi uyothatha i-birth certificate wakho aleso sibani bani nabo sibani bani esigabeni esithile so lana ngibona ngathi indlela nje iyokureject abanye nabanye nje kuyabe kusazakala ukuthi mhlawumbe ngeke bevotele iqembu elibuzayo and then sizozalana kuma-opposition ama-opposition ayikithi nje iningi lawo nje siwazabe kuphuma lapha emsakazweni selo ke khala ngokuthi sifuna ukuthi sikhiphe izano yembusweni singukushizana embusweni singele kunembusweni but abanikeza abantu i-strategy tech sabo sokuthi laba yongena kwembusweni bazobenzelana abantu banjalo bazobasiza kanjani abantu ngoba siyazi ukuthi izano kudalisa embusweni so inokwazi iyakwazi ukuthi nayo ithembisa abantu ukuthi sizalilethela imisebenzi abantu nabevume uma bebona nje ukuthi kuthanda ukuba nzima manje ama baya ngoku-opposa nje kuphela ba-opposa baphikisa bangabi lina ngale but abazi nendlela yokutshela abantu ukuthi sizokwenyezelani uma sesingene esizweni yayibona indaba and nale eyakugula kwama-leaders nje oyi-two ngibona ngathi isithanda ukuba nenkinga manje sikhombisa nje ukusobala ukuthi abantu laba vele bona ngabantu abafuna ukuyihlalela ngezikhundleni ngaphandle ukuthi beshare nama deputy abo ngoba kumanje uMorgan Tsvangirai lokuthi uyagula ukhona lana waye engabambisi i-deputy yakhe isali imbambele ngale lana uthi sizwe lokuthi uyakhuluma unje uyagula unje bayacomplaina ukuthi abantu bayakhuluma kanje ngaye but siyambona indlela avela ngayo nje ithombeni ukuthi yena usentekentele nje angibona ukuthi usangumuntu angakhokhele nje lizwe nje ngocwele like umongameli wethu ke siyambona nje naye vele neminyaka seyihambile nje for ukuthi nje ngaphandle kokugula nje vele ngibona ngathi akasenawo amandla ukuthi angaphathela izinto kuya phambili
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
ngibona ukuthi angashare naye namajetshithi akhe mhlawumbe ke siqhubekele phambili la ejhe khona
hayi yes siyabonga mnumzana Luka ongathenga kusasa ba
yebo baba hayi ngibongile
yeah that is Mr. Lunga he's talking a lot about you know the proof of residence demand he says it's just unnecessary. It's going to impact a lot of potential voters. And this is there's a lot of vote buying that is done by the ruling party. At the same time, opposition parties do not have something like a selling point for what maybe they're going to do for the people when they get into power. You know, they have nothing according to him. And this is what is worrying mostly is we have two leaders that are ill right now. Says Morgan Tsvangirai and President Mugabe. See, so at the end of the day, these two are not even eligible in terms of, you know, getting voted for, because the other one is old, and the other one is sick. So why should you vote for such people? That's his opinion.
Let's go to what some of our people following us on VOA Shona, our page, are saying there. We have Tendai Stole who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you, Tendai. We have Precious Zaba who says, watching from Gaborone, Botswana. Spiwe Luka also watching from South Africa. Then Joseph Majamuse who says, it is really legitimizing ZANU-PF's role as they will steal and find a way to cheat. I'm disappointed with SADC. I'm in West Africa and ECOWAS is very proactive in the region. Then we have Felix Foxy Joseph who says that's the game of ZANU-PF. Nicholas Chitatu anoti taneta nekudzvinyirirwa taneta tanzwa tayuwira tiri kubirwa mavote takahwina kare nyika ndeyedu takangosungwa nevapambi pfumi and then Morgan Chizemo says please call me we'll try to call you Morgan I think Mr. Monzora is back Mr. Monzora
Thank you very much. I suspect I'm a victim of cybercrime.
Indeed. We are going to introduce a bill to make sure that no one interrupts your phone.
Yes.
Right. I think you were responding to Mr. Mlalazi's allegation that Zek is not credible. And, of course, many are saying you don't have to trust that it will run a credible election. Zimbabwe might end up being another Kenya where elections are disputed.
Yes. Zek is not credible. It has lost the for impartiality. The test of impartiality, it has failed it. But I want to say that while Ms. Mlalazi may be right that we shouldn't go to court, he must tell us what else we should do. I think we should do what is called political triangulation, where we will do all the methods. If he asks us to go to the street, we go to the street, we go to the court as well. We shall not donate a forum to ZANU-PF. We shall not say these forums are unfair, and therefore we won't go. We will have to go and keep on knocking. And if we keep on knocking, we will one day succeed. I just want to answer to the general talk about 1980. Mm-hmm. The distinction between 1980 and now is that the 1980 elections were not conducted by Smith's Zek or Mzorek's Zek. They were conducted by an independent international body. Right now, a Zek which is extremely militarized. Then I want to go to the comment about Tsvangirai and Mugabe being the same. Tsvangirai and Mugabe has one distinct difference. One is old and the other is not. One has ruined the country and the other one has not. And it is not if somebody falls ill, that's not disqualification of running the country. One of the best statesmen on this earth ran his country when he had prostate cancer, and that was Nelson Mandela. So the fact that somebody has an illness, has a condition which they are honest enough to disclose, means that they are honest to the people of Zimbabwe and must be entrusted with the people's life and the people's vote. So Morgan Tsvangirai is coming back. He is ready to lead Zimbabwe, and we are happy about our friends in the opposition. Right now, six political parties have joined in the court action that took place today. They want to be part of the court action, and we are happy about that solidarity. Those political parties who see things differently but who want us to fight the system are welcome to come with their ideas. And we are very, very happy. We agree with the PDP. That is, Zek is not credible. And that's why we wrote to Mugabe to say Zek must be disbanded and it must be replaced by a SADC and the AU election management body. So that we are in agreement on that. But we are not in agreement to say we should not fight in the court. We should fight in every possible forum until we remove these people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora. Of course, the Americans have a saying that you can walk and chew gum at the same time. That's what you are preferring to do. Let's go to Mr. Mchema. Makadiva Mchema. Mumemteri redu Mchema muripo ere.
Or maybe you can go to Mlalazi, then I'll take a caller. You can go to Mlalazi.
Okay, Mr. Mlalazi, you want to react to that?
Yes. I agree with Mr. Monzora on some of the things that he's saying. Like I said, that I was advising people like Monzora, who still have the energy to engage Zek, that you cannot legitimize a fraud. The more you engage them, the more they think they are legitimate. So I think we need to get to a point now that we must leave Zek and engage them politically. Obviously, they are a political organization. They have shown us those colors. So That is what we need. And at this stage, in terms of the way forward, some of us strongly believe that SADC must step in, and AU also must step in, because Zimbabwe has always been on an agenda for SADC for a long time, for wrong reasons. If they do so, if they step in, it will then help us to create the Zimbabwe we want, to create the Zimbabwe that we know. It can only go on SADC's agenda for good reason at a later stage when they have sorted out this mess, unless if they do not want. But at this stage, I think we need SADC and AU to step in so that we can move forward as a country, so that we can save our people, so that we can stop talking about the issues of leaders that are ill or leaders that are sick, so that our leaders can attend, can be attended in our hospital, so that our people also in Mzarabani can go to Parenya, can go to any other hospital and be attended there. But as long as we do not sort out ZEC politically, or we do not sort out our country politically, we will always have these problems. Therefore, we need to stand up, and SADC must listen to us, AU must listen to us, if they want to solve problems. And let us remember that if they do not sort out these problems in Zimbabwe, they will affect Botswana, they will affect South Africa. So we definitely need them to step in as a body that is responsible. And we as Zimbabweans also must play our role in terms of political engagement. Obviously, like I'm saying, these engagements on the table do not work, will not work. ZEC has shown its true colors by now, we must be knowing. So we need to move forward rather than going backwards with ZEC.
Thank you so much. We have a statement from the Election Resource Center, which was monitoring what was happening in conjunction with some of its partners. Time of opening, their statement is saying ZEC announced that voter registration centers in the 63 districts shall open between 8 a.m. and 4:45 hours. Reports received by the ERC indicate that some polling stations, such as Remembrance Complex in Harare, opened on time, while others opened late. With Gain Supermarket in Lupane and Mashingo District Administrator's Office opened at 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. Respectively. On the speed and rate of registration, they are saying, according to reports received by the ERC from various voter registration centers, it took an average of 20 minutes per person. This is contrary to the 4 minutes per registrant that was assured by the Zimbabwe Election Commission during stakeholder engagements. And they are saying of note was the case of ZANU-PF National Spokesperson Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo, who took above 18 minutes to register as the fingerprint scanner could not read some of his fingerprints. Interesting. Turned away potential registrants between 8 a.m. and 12:40 hours. The ERC witnessed 5 people being turned away at Remembrance Complex in Harare for failure to produce proof of residence. Further, the absence of a commissioner of oath at some of the voter registration centers exacerbated the situation, as turned away potential registrants had to look for a commissioner of oath somewhere else who charges $1 for an affidavit. And then in Mashingo, they are saying there was no commissioner of oaths on site, while in Harare, the commissioner left the registration center early. Voter registration centers, locations and directions. The ERC noted that some registration centers are either too far from the citizens they are supposed to serve. Of note is the registration centers for Sanyati in Mashonaland West Province, which is located in Kadoma, more than 70 kilometers away. These are some of the things that the organizations that are monitoring elections are saying, and they are also saying in Lupane, the voter registration centers is at Gain Supermarket, not stand number 246, multi-purpose hall, Kusile Road, District Council Offices, Lupane, as advertised by ZEC.
Yes.
Tinebwe mtereri, vamchemo, magadi vamchemo.
Aite umchemo ngani gako?
Vamchema?
Umchemo ngazani gako?
Apasizina.
Yeah. Alright,
Gibbs.
Sizo mnumzana mekuleli. Mekuleli kunjani?
Ngizikona mabanjani.
Hey, isipili kakhulu. So uthi sikubambise kakhulu. So akusitshele wena uzwa kutwana ngoba bro.
Sina ubona nje ukuthi amazulu azenzile izizuma la.
Yeza so baba, yeza so. Sicela usondele, sicela usondele efonini. Ungayifaka ku speaker phone, sondele silibambe kuhle.
Okay, so kuzwakala
kakhulu, kakhulu ke qhubeka.
Ngithi senziwe izilima lapha indlela abeplane ngayo abezanPF lezeki. Ukuthi bazavisa imali okuzena imchini eshotayo ukuthi abantu berejiste. Bayabekwazi ukuthi lapho ezaba khona iyabi cover ama-supporters ayo ezanPF. So mbona ngani into eyenzakalayo lapha senziwe izilima nje ezanPF. Akula lapho kuza ukhetho lolu nje ezanPF izaziwinela nje ekuseceleni.
So bona zani ikukurika wangona lokho ujalo ukucatshangela.
Yeah, lokho obvious lokho babadubele ukufakulo kunyizani PF sizwinele nje singaqala ukuvota.
So manje kwenzweni anti yabonthi lapha ke umnumzana uMonzola labanye bakhe. Sina umsudabalo kwemthandaba. Ubona into yaphuma ngona.
Vele iminyaka yonke sele kudlalwa ngemthetho ndaba but akula into ephumelelayo. Umgabe lwana samhloniphe zezingene ebhokisini kepe abantu lokhu esimhloniphe. AmaZimbabwenza asukuke ekhanya ukuthi afuna ukukorrecte something eZimbabwe.
Nxa usithi asukume ukuthi register phela.
No, ngizama ukuthi asizame lathi ukuthi siyafuna ukuthi kuchange ukuthi kufuneka ichange eZimbabwe. Nxa lokhu sikhuluma ngemthethwandaba siyele lali. At the end, iZANPF iyabusa emthethwandaba. Kakusoze sicontrole lutho. Izeki under iZANPF. Akula nto ezahamba kahle. Let's fight for your freedom.
Njani?
Let's fight. Like, you want to Tunisia or Egypt, Libya, enzani. Let's examine the Amazonians to change the Labrador.
I guess you are going
to be a little bit of a little bit of a little
Kodwa dina sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu bengadubulani phela njengoba sikutsho.
Ngiyakuzwa but okusalayo ukuthi iZANPF izabe lokhu isicontrola lokhu isidlalisa nje njengama tennis ball lokhu isibhambisa.
Paul izabhamba kuze ukuthini?
Hayi mhlawumbe umgabe efile maybe kulabo ungaba le something ekhanya as long ephila yena it's nothing ezachaza.
Hayi mnumzana Mehluleli ngibongile kakhulu baba.
Hayi siyabonga baba.
Yes, so that was Mr. Mehluleli and he's saying that you know this is a great plan by Zek and ZANPF. They want to bring just a few machines so that they can only register their own people and they know where they're registering people. That maybe most of their supporters are in those locations. So he says, you know, it's high time Zimbabwe should stand up really. And maybe make some public protests and all those kind of things. He says that matters most other than going to the courts and all those kind of things. And he says, Zimbabweans, please stand up, according to him. Yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Monzora. Is he on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line.
You heard what the ERC observed. What is your take on all that?
We totally agree with that. In fact, in Mashingo, the vet said, the machine said there is no Ward 7. When Ward 7 has existed since 1980 in Mashingo. So, one, it shows that the ZEC officials are ill-prepared. It took me 30 minutes to get registered. It took President Mugabe quite a lot of time to get registered. It has taken Simon for 18 minutes to be registered. Whereas these machines are designed to register a person every 4 minutes. So these people are taking 400% of the time that is earmarked for that in order to do the job. That shows that they are not a trend because they are checking border gazes, the youth officers. These are the people who are being taken. We have received reports that some teachers were returned from Dare, from Rusabe. the ASEC officials don't want teachers, they want other agencies instead. We want this to be a transparent exercise. We want this to be a fair exercise. It is incredibly important for Zimbabwe to have a free and fair election. It means investors will come. It means our poverty will go. But if we have these elections which are mafia type, then we are heading nowhere. We agree totally with the report. It is very accurate. And we have received similar reports as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much, Gibbs. Ye baba mlala zifika sithaya ngesinto sibili nxa ukuthi enkundleni kulonompembe unompembe iphinde futhi enguye odlala ibhora njalo enguye ongogoalkeeper engumgadli konke lokhu kambe ubonani kungaphumani phela asikho khonaku okwenzeka ukuthi bayilokhu lalokhu lalokhu so ke manje libona zani kungaphumelela yini ukuthi bayenze khonaku kuthiwa yi-transparent process
hayi khona eqinisweni akulanto ezaphuma ngikhumbula komnye umnyaka kule indoda ethiwa nguPaul Swela yake yathi madoda asi sukumenini omama babopha amarogwe sesifika esikhathini se-resistance where we must stand up sithi hayi into leka yindawo thina sina lapha asisakhulumisani size silungise lolu hlelo I think sesifanele sifike kuleso sikhathi where i-resistance njengomunye umlaleli umzila ukuthi abantu bavele sebesibona kathi yabalungisa njani okwabo kathi e-Egypt benza kanjani yikho osofanele sifike khona akula ngenye indlela ngokuthi sihambe kuhlelo lwama-elections sifike sikhonona singene sidliwe kuleyo election bese siphuma sikhonone njalo kakubasizi abantu bakithi. Abantu bakithi, they want a solution. And in this case, i-solution ikhanya ingendlela eyi-one. The legal comfort that is remaining for our people, enale encane nje, we must sacrifice it now. And stand up peacefully and refuse and say, sikhona la, iveki kayihambe lo mgabe wayo
so ngicela ukuthi nje ubukubake kamnandi sibili kakhulu ngesintu phonga ukuthi just less than a minute ngesikhiwa phonga cha khona
I think we have reached a boiling point in our country where we cannot go any further complaining and mourning about Zeke and ZANU-PF stealing elections. We have come to a boiling point where we are saying enough is enough. If the people of Libya did it, if the people of Tunisia, Egypt, and other countries, who are Africans, by the way, did it, why can't we do it also? We must get to a point where we sacrifice the little comfort that is remaining and stand up and say enough is enough. Peacefully we resist ZANU-PF and ZEC.
Thank you so much. Stand on the line there. Stay on the line, sorry. Silo Mazulu, lapho sicinga necholojo. Mazulu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, baba.
Ye, kunjani necholojo kona ngapha?
Hayi, kurayithi, kuthisa kuphela.
Akutsho ke, nathi udaba, Mazulu.
Hayi, mina ngiyakuzwa konke lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu. Abantu siphonga ukukhuluma ngomlomo. Kona kuthi ngabe abantu siyaregistra siyevota sikhiphe phela lezane sithi kasiyifuni ayikhona ukuyikhipha ngomlomo
nxa ufika khona ngale usasazama ukuyabhalisa uzokuthiwa ibizo lakho singeke salifaka ngoba awula i-proof of residence pho kumele wenzeni Mazulu
kufanele uyadinga i-proof of residence vele siyakwazi sonke elizweni lakithi ukuthi nxa usuyabhalisa ukuvota uhamba nesithupha kumbe ne-passport kumbe ne-ID yakho
ye so ke akukhulume labantu bezimbabwe ukubatshele sibili ukuthi kumele kwenziweni xa ufuna ukuyarejista
kumele sihambeni siyarejista abantu bakithi singakhulumi ngomlomo soko sithi izanu umgabi izanu umgabi asihambeni sonke ngobuningi siyarejista sivote siyenze lokho esikufisayo
nxa bangawalela-ke Mazulu khola ngale befike bethi hayi sibone ngazani akuhambi kuhle kumele ugcine usenzani kodwa
hayi kumele ngibambe ngamandla lidingi izwe lami ngize ngilithole ukwenzela ukuthi ngivote ngoba vele ndesifiso sokuvota ngikhiphe izandla.
Kodwa wena usubhalisile yini kula ngaphetsholojo?
Akukafiki kithi ngaphetshile izina.
Oh, bathini?
Ayi asikezwa, bengize abantwana besikolweni ngebeya bekhuluma bethi kuthiwa siyaqala mhlaka 22 ukubhalisa esikolo.
Wesikolo, isikolo kuthiwa kuyini?
Ngiyahamba ngiyobhalisa.
Ye, kuthiwa kuyini isikolo senu?
Ithirizina school.
Oh, ithirizina, eh?
Eh.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Phosela ukugcina amaZulu.
Hayi, ngiyakukhuthaza abantu bakithi. Sikhuthaleni sobona siyavota kakhulu thina abantu abangomama. Siyephulela amalungelo kakhulu. So kumele siyevota siwine kwenzela ukuthi sithole ilungelo lethu.
Sibongeke kakhulu Mazulu, ungadinela kusasa ntombi endala.
Hayi, ngibongile baba.
Ye, kuhle kunjalo. So that was Mazulu, she's in Cholojo and she's saying that they are going to start the registration exercise sometime this week. So, but she's very concerned about Zimbabweans. She says, Zimbabweans talk too much and too little, you know. So she says, go and register to vote, period. And people know what to carry, you know. Says, you know, it's an ID, proof of residence. Why not carry those if you can have them? So do that. According to her. Yeah.
Regai tichi zokere kuna va Monzora. Vamonzora tichukura watu wanu watu tanga kunyores kwa murukuru zira yanyuvanu kuti vayende kuno nyoresa. Chicha muru kuda kuti chitange chanyazo itwa kuti zinzi vanu wa kunyores kwa munezu wakanaka pasina mtauro.
Chikutanga tuna kuti vanu wacho vayende zitupa wate kunyoresa. Chechipiri tisu kutisu ilikundi proof of residence is munu nga angonyora samba yake inota rote anu garakati nishukuti zoti wanema lawyers ishi kupeza uwa shakwe koko saka ndo kuru zile tara chita kuita kuzeki kutumuna anu famina kuregista nga apalise kuregista asi shakumia ya kutawaroni shukuti vanu ledu gara yedi kutipeta kufota angwana mukana gai te prioritize penda kuregista kufota diyo chete nzira ya kino disana yo uru mende ii nokuti tikaregeza kunovhota zvakare vanongodzoka zveiwo vana Mugabe ava voti urayira nyika yedu zvakare asi zvakatinyaya kudawo isu ndezvekuti masenda acho awande mavota registration center acho awande nokuti takabvumirana kuti panoregistera munhu ndo paanovhotera saka zvikoro kwavanovhotera padhuze pane kwavari kuendeswa kumadistrict uko saka munhu anongofamba pachikoro panofamba mwana wake wechikoro achienda osvika ipapo takabvumirana zvakare kuti registration iyi pasenda imwe naimwe pachikoro kana pakliniki imwe naimwe inofanira kutora 16 days vanhu vachiregistwa ipapo asi hatisina vimbo yokuti zeki ichaita zvayakataura asi tida kuti tizivise ruzhinji kuti toda kuti tinoenda kunovhota asi patinoti taakuda kuita action munhu wese ngatipinde kuti macho tigodemonstrata kuti vanhu vezimbabwe havachadi madistoro ari kuitwa nechihurumende ichi tiri kuda sarudzo dzakachena tiri kuda mutungamiri anosarudzwa nesarudzo dzakachena kwete mutungamiri anosarudzwa zvete
tinotenda zvikuru vamonzora regai tiende kuvateereri totanga namukoma Donald makadii mukoma Donald
ndofara mukoma Blessing makadii kona mukoma Chris ikoko
namukoma Gibbs aiwa tiri right zvedu
namukoma Gibbs ya
right mukoma Donald tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndoda kukwasa wa Mozora, ndoda, ndri kuona pandora kuti pakaita era huru chaizvo mukoma Blessing. Era iri kuti kana huku Zimbabwe tinoita sekuti tinongova tinongo, hatizi kuti tinofunga sei kana kuti tinoona sei, tinoonera zvinhu padhuzedhuze. Nyaya huru iripo apa ndautaura kuna honorable wedu wa Mozora. Nyaya yakaitika mistake ndeyekuti pakutenda mishini yekuchina ndopakaita kwaita mistake. Vangade vakatiratidzira vakatiti no, demalog iyi, vangade vakapa demalog yekugermany ya identification system. Ndopakade pakatanga nyaya ipo vakade vakazviramba zvakazivwa kuti batenda upo wa China ndopakade vakatanga kuramba asi muri kuona na problems dzakaitika kunzi munhu unoita 18 minutes achiregister vamwe vanoita 4 minutes
Goma Donald, rinogona kunge risiri dambudziko remushina asi kuti maybe vanhu vacho havana kudzidziswa nekuti vanga vakunzi 2 days amuone here kuti pamwe vamugabe vanenge vakakurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada pavakati Zeki ngaita ngekunyoresa vanhu iyo Zeki chirudzidzisa vanhu.
Ndezviwe izvozvo kuti vakazongomanyira kutaura madays but pasati pava neurongwa hwakati tasa hwekuti zvarongeka here zvokuti zvingakwanisa kuzodii kuzoti vanhu vanyorese zvichibuda panguva iyo yavanenge vatara. Directed period yavakatara idoko tiona kuti zvinhu zvaungana hatimi kuona. Ende tichasaukama hwawo wemusangano unonzi wezanupf nechina musangano ukama hwakabva kare hwechipasi chigare ndokuti ipapo ndo pavangade vakaona vana vamonzora kutika apa ndo pavangade vakatanga kungoramba vanhu voratidzira sazvaizvoita vanhu vekuno South Africa tingadaita kangovaramba kungoti ano iGermany ngaipo ichitenda chete izvi zvokuzoti vabvuma kozvino vako iye kumakota ndione chibudirira kungotambawo nenguva hapana chinobudirira mukoma blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald. Tinotenda. That's Donald. Thank you so much. Donald is saying that the first mistake was to allow Zek to procure these BVR kits from China. He's saying that he should have gone to a German company.
So he believes that these are Xinjiangs, eh?
Indeed. He says China is too close to ZANU-PF and, you know, they can be tempered with.
Yes, one against Loba Usbakuluri. Unjani Usbakuluri?
Napila ninjani?
Mpile kakhulu isikhathi dukodwa ke iphose lakho ba.
Ya mina ngiba nombuzo ukuthi okay in desktop and net proof of resident usebhuku nemvumo yini ukuthi ayibhale yena ayifake stamp sakhe yamfakazeli.
Ye kunjalo.
Okay into engiyidingayo nje ukuthi ngingatshona ukuthi ma ngihamba indawo eziningi.
So kodwa uyabuyele ekhaya yini ukuthi uyekwenza khona?
Ngiyakufuna ukuyavota engikhathele ngokhulu ma.
Abantu bathini kodwa ukuthi bayibhalisa baphinde babuyele e-South? Awuzobahluphe khona?
Inkinga ebantwini abatsha mbona bekhala kakhulu bathi noma singavota uzarika. So bona bebengafuna ukuyavota ngoba kuvele ujwayele ukurika. Kusho ukuthi abantu bona bafuna ukuzivisela endaweni endala lizabelelo betakuqedwa lutho ngomlomo.
Po manje kumele kwenziweni sibakhulu?
Okay, ukuvota yikho embona kulungile ukuthi sihambe sivote sifuna ukuthi yaphikelela into yakhe yokurika o kanjani since start esinye step.
Hayi ke siyabonga mnumzana ongadinwa kusasa.
Okay.
Yes, so he's asking one fundamental question. If you have a birth certificate or and an ID card, are you allowed to vote you know? Says maybe not, but then can you consult your crawl head, you know, in terms of, you know, him writing something for you to say you stay in a certain place. So then my response was, perhaps yes.
Va Monzora, manzwa zviri kutaurwa nemwe muteereri wedu yekuti mungadzokorora zvinodiwa kuti uende kunoregister. Tanga iti ne certificate unganyoresi.
Yeah, birth certificate, ID card, and then can you approach your crawl head?
Okay.
To say, can I have a proof of residence?
Vamudzora.
Ya. Kana ya, chirikutanga nechokuti kana uri chitupa chako chisina kunyorwa kunzi alien. Chisina A uyauya. Unogona kungoenda nechitupa chete ne proof of residence yako. Hapana nipi ye birth certificate. Saka proof of residence iyi tsamba yakasabhuku inoita tsamba yakanzela inoita affidavit raunonyora iwewe uchiti ndinogara pakati rodhindwa na commissioner of courts rinoita zvakare. So kana tsamba yemagetsi tsamba yemvura tsamba yefoni inongoratidza zita rako neadresi yako iproof of residence zvakare. Asi kana chitupa chako china au alien kuya chinoda kuti vanoda kuziva kuti uri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe here. Saka vanoda birth certificate rako rinoratidza kuti wakabarwa muZimbabwe. Saka ndipo chete paunoenda nebirth certificate rako kana chitupa chako china AU ya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, maybe you can just...
Yeah, mlala zvokucina nje kupera, just to say what is the next step. 10 seconds. I think Ms. Amlala is out there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. We want to thank our guests this evening, MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora, and also Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and the producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.